This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The Colorado Supreme Court decision removing former President Trump from next year's primary ballot continues to reverberate through Washington. President Biden was asked about it while standing on the tarmac next to Air Force One. He says it's self-evident Trump is guilty of insurrection.
Now, whether the 14th Amendment applies, I'll let the court make that decision. But he certainly supported an insurrection. No question about it. None. Zero. And he seems to be doubling down on about everything.
Trump's campaign says they'll appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Senate wrapped up its legislative work Tuesday after Colorado Senator Michael Bennet received bipartisan assurances the chamber would continue to try and fund Ukraine. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Senate unanimously passed a short-term reauthorization of the FAA right before the start of the busy holiday travel season. Bennett had been holding up the bill to give Senate negotiators more time to reach a deal to fund Ukraine and bolster border security.
Even though I'm deeply disappointed that we haven't passed this Ukraine funding and we haven't come yet to an agreement, I think we've made progress in the negotiations.
The Senate also approved the remaining military promotions, including the new heads of Space Command and Northern Command based in Colorado Springs. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Along the Front Range, temperatures in the 50s right now. Thanks for spending some of your day with CPR News. So much more at CPR.org and on air tonight. It is 4:06.